All right, reality check. It is a Monday, yes?
Yes.
All right, so one of the things that we should do is help ourselves and the valued listener have a great, awesome Monday. Uh-huh. Agreed?
And how are we going to do that?
Well, there are apparently 5 ways to make your day awesome. Let us review them and put them through our critique and see if these work. All right? According to realsimple.com.
This is how to live your life simpler.
This is how to make your day awesome. All right? Let's see if we agree with this. The first thing that they suggest is that we should eat the same breakfast every morning.
That's one less decision you have to make.
And that's kind of what they say. They said that the idea is that your morning is less stressful if your first meal is already decided, and you supposedly should make it healthy, like oatmeal or an omelet, something like that. Last-minute choices tend to be stuff like donuts and fast food drive-thrus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I agree with this. I consume the same breakfast every morning prior to the show.
So do I. Well, it is usually mini wheats cereal with almonds mixed in.
Good start. That's a very good breakfast.
That's pretty healthy for you.
Yeah, way to go, buddy.
There are some times that it's a Pop-Tart,
but, yeah, I know.
But rarely, like if I'm out of the cereal or almonds.
Right.
Pop-Tarts are like a backup because the kids like Pop-Tarts.
Sure, I understand that. I drink a high-protein, low-carb liquid breakfast thing. And it's just because I cannot stand the idea of solid food at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
unless you're coming home from the bars and it's ham and eggs.
Taco Bell. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say I go along. What do you eat for breakfast? Do you eat anything?
I usually bring stuff in here.
Yeah.
I'm out the door. I get up and get dressed like the fireman. I'm out the door in 10 minutes. So I have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches today.
Okay. All right. I've seen you eating various dry cereal by the handful.
I eat cereal out of the box, usually healthy cereal.
Yeah. Another thing that's annoying about Tom is that he's just one of those people that has a metabolism. Tom doesn't gain weight.
I know.
Well,
not really. Not.
I don't know. My beer gut is growing.
Tom eats food that belies his weight and shape.
Yeah, I would go along with it. All right, the second thing, so we're going to say yes. I'm going to go along with number one, eat the same breakfast every morning. I think that's okay.
Yeah,
number
sure.
two, savor your morning coffee. I don't have time for this. I don't.
You just gulp it down.
I try to as we're doing show prep. I get here earlier than the show starts, of course. We all do. And I try to enjoy my coffee while I'm doing the show prep. But what they're saying is, it may sound crazy to slow down when you've got a lot of things to do, but experts claim that you should try to enjoy what you're drinking instead of mindlessly gulping it down. I do not focus on my coffee, other than the fact that I buy really good coffee and I make sure it's good and strong, but I don't sit there like in the coffee commercials and go, this is good coffee. I don't do that. I just enjoy it while I'm doing a whole bunch of other stuff. So I don't know if that qualifies, but
It doesn't qualify.
It does not qualify. All right, thank you.
First time we have time to savor our coffee is at 9 o'clock once the show comes to an end and we have a minute to breathe.
Yeah. I'm inevitably drinking cold coffee because I'm running around doing things. If I had one of those mini coffee warmers that I could plug in, keep it here in the news booth, I would probably burn the radio station down.
Yeah, we don't want that. That's no problem.
Some paper or something would be left close to it. There'd be a fire in here.
This just in. WSAU News Studio burns. Number three, I'm going to completely say is ridiculous because it's a waste of time. It's according to these group, they say write out an ignore list. This is pretty much an opposite of a to-do list. Make a list of all the non-essential stuff that you can ignore that day, like making a list of things to ignore. It says it's like emails that you don't need to answer, vacuuming, and anything else that you can postpone or put off. Listen, if you're a professional procrastinator like yours truly, everything can be put on that ignore list. Almost.
No, there's some value to that.
Yeah?
If a smart person checks email only 2 or 3 times a day.
Uh-oh. I must be an idiot. I check it two or three times during a segment.
I make this mistake, too. I can be distracted by an email that suddenly, just because someone emailed me, that becomes drop everything else, respond to the email. It shouldn't be that way.
Mm.
Well, social media has made that easy.
True.
Same thing with text. Just because you text me doesn't mean that you go to the front of the line in my to-do list here.
I agree with you. My phone's running low on battery juice, so I plugged it in behind me. Should I have plugged it in at my desk and left it in there? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't.
Sure. Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
No,
you
I'm guilty
anxious?
Of that,
yes.
But I realize that it shouldn't be that way.
I don't. So help me God, you touch my phone, you die. Tom, please leave my phone alone.
Well, we know how to get to Seth these days.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that for you. Anyway, number four, maybe I need to do this now. Take some time to zone out. Yeah, exactly.
Serenity now. Serenity now. Serenity now.
Saran wrap now. Saran wrap now. You're supposed to get into a place where you're just not thinking about anything. Tom, you're there all the time, aren't you? don't make it that complicated. Just let yourself listen to some music, play a game, watch TV, guilt-free. Give yourself a few minutes to just be for yourself. I'm going to go along with that. That's a good idea if but you got to schedule that so that you're not taking 15 minutes out of your day when the boss is expecting you to get that TPS report
People
done.
Do that in the morning when they listen to us, don't they?
Isn't that pretty much.
That is the problem, that workers would abuse that. That if you were a company that said, we think workers are better when they're refreshed and that we allow 10 to 15-minute power naps,
yeah.
What do you do when the guy in accounting knocks off for 2.5 hours?
You better be doing a great job, Bob. That's all I'm saying. And then the last thing that they say, this is probably true, it says when you ask, how are you, actually listen to the answer. It's usually a throwaway question, and we don't pay attention to what people say in response, but try to. It's supposed to lift your spirits and help you connect.
Yeah, but if somebody asks you that question, you're not going to answer truthfully. You're going to say, I'm great, I'm fine, whatever. You're not going to say, my bunions are bothering me, and I've got jock itch, and I can't go to the bathroom.
Wow.
You're not going to answer that way.
Damn that gout.
Yeah, come on. You're just going to say, I'm fine, no problem.
It's all good, don't worry about it. Well, see, there it is. So do we agree with any of that? Do we agree that all of those...
There's some truth in there. There's some nuggets to mine in there.
You know what? That's all we're asking for is that occasionally you have a nugget. Speaking of nuggets, I got in touch with the White House, and I asked him if President Obama would please just personally give us a message about what's going on with this Obamacare website. It was supposed to be revamped. It's supposed to be running up and smooth. CNN tested it yesterday, and guess what? It crashed while they were on the air. So, I sent him a message to the White House. I said, please, President Obama, would you mind giving us a little statement just for us at WSAU on the status of the website and what's happening? This is the response I just got.
Because of the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies have to spend at least 80% of every dollar on your health care. They suck up a lot of money. We've got more work to do to get rising health care costs in all 50 states. Last year alone, Americans saved $3.4 billion in lower premiums. We're just going to blow through that stuff. Our broken healthcare system threatens the hopes and the dreams of families and businesses across the country that don't have health insurance because of the Affordable Care Act. We're rooting for this law to fail. And so as we implement, there are going to be glitches. I already have really good healthcare.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.